Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. There goes Miller. The throw from Bango to second, and Miller is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is called out on strikes. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Kress reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2. And the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Grimes pinch runs for Benny Bengo. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Young now catching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely bunts towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 3 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blaeholder for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.